Okay, welcome back to another 5-Minute Sales Tip with the Blue Collar Consulting Group podcast. I'm your host, Gary Roth. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to get right into it. We've got a lot to cover. This section, how would you feel if? A word that gets thrown around like confetti in conferences is, quote, motivation. Yet still, when I ask my audiences to share with me what the word means, all I see in response are those blank faces. It is the meaning of this word that creates the true base for understanding all areas of negotiation, influence, and persuasion, and you should explore it further if you would like to perform at your peak state. Put simply, understanding this word would mean that you could probably just about get anybody to do anything. The word motivation derives from two very common words forced together. The first part, the word motive part, is derived from Latin word motivus, the modern day translation of which is the word motive. Another word for motive is reason. The Asian part of motivation, it derives from action. And if somebody's going to take action, they are going to do something or move. This means that a very simple definition of motivation is a reason to move or a reason to do something. Now ask yourself this, would it be fair to say if the reason were big enough, you could get just about anybody to do just about anything? And in sales, this is, or recruiting, this is so massively important. If you want people to do things that typically they do not want to do, first you need to find an honest reason that is big enough. Okay, all right. Understanding what reasons are big enough means you have to understand how people are motivated. People are motivated by one of two things, either avoiding a loss or acquiring a potential gain. Now, Tony Robbins puts avoidance of pain or gaining of pleasure. They either want to go towards the light, the good thing that they're looking for, or they want to get away from the thing that could possibly hurt them. The real world tells us that people will work far harder, to avoid a potential loss than they will to achieve a potential gain. Greater than that is the fact that the more contrast you can create between where somebody does not want to be and where they hope to be, the more likely you are to get people to move. Understanding the truth of motivation, coupled with this next point, is going to give you some real context for some amazing words. The second thing you must consider is whether people base their decisions on emotion or logic. The true answer to that question is both. It's just that the decision is always made for the emotional reasons first. The real world tells us that people will work far harder to avoid that loss than they will to achieve that potential gain. Don't forget that. Something has to feel right before it ever makes sense. I am sure that you have stepped away from a conversation confused about why the other person did not follow your advice and wondered, I don't know why they didn't do it. It just makes so much sense for them to do it. And in my world, in my particular case, why don't they just transfer? They might as well. I don't know why. And if you are trying to win the argument based on your advice making sense, you are calling out the wrong set of reasons. People make decisions based on what feels right first. If you can make it feel right, then you are on the downhill slide, my friends. Understanding those two complex theories is the foundation for these magic words, and it is all brought together in a preface to a question. By introducing a future scenario, here's the magic words. How would you feel if you allow the other person time to travel to that moment and imagine the emotions that would be triggered at that point? We're time traveling here. Choosing moments that trigger both positive and negative emotions will allow you to create a truth on how to help them achieve their success or to avoid that loss. What then you can create is a conditional future-facing scenario, something they can see for themselves. For example, how would you feel if this decision led to your promotion? How would you feel if this competition passed you? How would you feel if you turned this around? How would you feel if you lost everything? How would you feel if this enlistment bonus allowed you to buy that motorcycle? What about this one? How would you feel if this time next year you were debt-free, living in your home, planning your next vacation? Creating these conditional future scenarios using these words, how would you feel if, gets people excited about their future and gives them reason to move either toward a goal or away from the bad news. Remember, the greater the contrast, the greater the chances are somebody's going to move. Get that contrast, paint the word picture, get after it. How would you feel if? This is a 5-minute sales tip with Gary Roth and the Blue Collar Consulting Group. Thanks for tuning in. You are absolutely awesome. Get out there and prove it. See ya.